Welcome to the fourth podcast of Your Israeli Home. It is February 7th, 2020, and this is Zalman Velvel, your Uncle Zali. Now, playing in the background now is the song The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies. You will see why in a few minutes. Now that I have started speaking joyously about Israel, I thought it would be enjoyable to discuss how I fell in love with Israel in the first place. It happened in 1994, more than 25 years ago. I was like most American Jews. I knew where Israel was, but it was not relevant to my life in America. Then one day in our real estate office, my wife buzzed me over the intercom. "Honey, there's a rabbi here to speak to you," she said. "Rabbi? What rabbi? I don't have any appointments with any rabbi. Please tell him I'm busy, honey." I went back to working on a contract until she buzzed me again. "Now what?" I asked. "He says he wants you to help him find a building to buy. He was told you get good deals on real estate." Now I had visions of a big commission check flying around and landing in my checking account. "Okay, send him in, honey." He walked into my office, a young man in his late 20s, wearing a black hat, black suit, and a long black beard. "Hi, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Minkowitz of Chabad Lubavitch, but you can call me Itchy." We shook hands. "Yeah, well, I'm Stu Silver of Silver and Silver and Silvers. You already met the head of our company, my wife." "Well, what is your Hebrew name?" he asked. "I think it's Zalman Velvel. The last time anyone called me by my Hebrew name was over 30 years ago, and I was being bar mitzvahed." "Well, I'll call you Zalman then. So what can I do for you, Rabbi?" "I need to buy a building for my shul." "Do you have one now, Rabbi?" "No, we rented a storefront, but our lease ran out. Now we want to buy a building." "What price range do you feel comfortable with, Rabbi?"
"Whatever makes sense," he said.
"Okay, well, how much money do you have to invest now?"
"Whatever we need, we will get," he looked up and said. "God will provide."
"Well, how much money do you have right now, Rabbi?"
"Nothing now."
"Nothing?
But whatever we need, we will get." He looked up again and prayed, "God will provide."
"Yes, you already said that, Rabbi, but what if God is a little short of cash right now?"
He took a deep breath and then added, "Look, Zalman, starting a synagogue in Fort Myers, Florida, where Yiddishkeit is almost non-existent, is a good thing. How could God not let this good thing happen?" I'll say it again, because that's where he hooked me. How could God not let this good thing happen?
I never heard a rabbi talk that way. No, I never heard any kind of Jew talk that way. He sounded like one of those Gentile preachers who goes around setting up a tent and preaching to strangers. By the way, I rented to somebody like that once. He was a tenant of mine. I made an appointment to show him property the next day.
Why?
Because I wanted to see him get his tuchus kicked, asking for contributions for an Orthodox shul in a town with no Orthodox Jews. But you know what? 6 months later, he had his building to start a synagogue. The vision I had of a big commission check flying around and landing was true, only it flew out of my checking account and landed in his. Now, the whole time we were setting up the closing for the shul, he hocked me and hocked me about studying together. He said, "Zalman, we need to study." Now, I want you to understand, I was a real genius about Judaism. I didn't know the Bible, the Old Testament, was our Torah. So I gave in and we studied the Bible, our Torah, together. After studying it, I became aware there was something special and holy about Israel. So in 1996, I suggested we take a trip to Israel together. Yes, you guessed it. All the expenses were paid by me. Now, I'm going to tell you something strange that Rabbi Itchy told me on our first night in Israel in Kiryat Malachi at his friend Mendel Zeiler's home. Mendel, by the way, was the richest Jew in Kiryat Malachi. He said, "You know, Zalman, the air in Israel makes you smarter."
Yes, I know, it sounds crazy. But every night of the 2 weeks I was there with him, I could not fall asleep. It was like my brain was electrified. And it wasn't jet lag or drugs. It was pure energy. And when I got off the plane, we got back into the States, I could feel my metabolism ratchet down as my brain slowed down. Ever since then, when I go to Israel, I write a lot because the air makes it easier for me to think. I write my books and plays and stories. I even took a comedian friend of mine for his birthday and told him the remarkable fact about the air in Israel. Once there, we wrote comedy together. He said it was the best writing he ever did. So go ahead and think me crazy, but come to Israel, your Israeli home, and find out for yourself. This is Uncle Zolly. If you want to receive new podcasts as they become available, please opt in on our website, Your Israeli Home. Leitrot and Shalom Shalom.